welcome back to Hideous Tomfoolery as we are closing in on the end of book one of our first adventure together. How you guys doing this evening?
Solid.
Yeah, real solid.
Pretty good.
Solid.
Absolutely wonderful. Getting ready to wrap up book one of the premier Starfinder actual play podcast.
Okay, Steve. Done. Steve.
you know it to be true.
Such your heart.
I will say that this is being recorded a few days after our big finale blowout party, so I think that we're all still on the little edges of recovery, but I think we're feeling pretty good. I mean, I'm drinking, but that's nothing new, you know. Speaking of that, Griff, what are you drinking? Ooh, I stole
take
it.
There. Oh, take it there, Griffin.
You took it from me? Fine, I'll go first. I'm drinking a Vizzy. Hint of blueberry pomegranate with antioxidant vitamin C.
Now, I believe I heard you talk about that before, that it does not, in fact, have a hint of blueberry, that it is, in fact, blueberry muffin to the face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like okay. One of those... I forget what brand they are, but the blueberry muffins in the baggie.
Mm-hmm.
The Otis Spunkmeyer ones.
The ones oh, God, get, yeah,
the
that
ones
is.
You get with your lunch.
Yes.
Yeah. Spunk. Nice.
Yeah, speaking of spunk, hey, Heath. What are you drinking?
Gross. I'm drinking a Modelo. And I'm not giving you anything for your
son. Wow, just shut him down.
Shut it down.
Well, speaking to someone who also never gave me anything, hey, Adam.
Hey. I'm drinking the Founders All Day, my go-to. Nothing special.
Speaking of someone that can go all day, Emily, what are you drinking?
Yay! I'm drinking actual alcohol.
Woo. I can't believe it.
Wow.
The way I saw you pass out so hard at the STF after party, I would have thought you wouldn't be.
I didn't. Okay, so first off, it was like 5 a.m. I think I earned it. And second, it was more of like a gentle snooze. I don't think I passed out.
I saw you slump the whole way over. It was not a dainty like doze backwards. It was like you fucking like, slumped forward in your chair. Like I'm looking, no. I'm like, is she okay?
Nope.
Josh
you were wrong.
Is looking over at you, he's like,
I was laying down on the couch, so na 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 boo boo. I was already laying down. But no, I'm drinking a crowd control IPA. It's delicious. It's from Southern Prohibition and they're great, and it's like my favorite thing to drink. So
I love crowd controls. They're so good.
Yeah, it's real good. Well, also, I want a beer to be called.
Got him.
Sorry. I want a beer to be called a Yay PA.
You want to make a Yay PA?
What? Yeah. Like,
all right. Speaking of something I don't want to touch. Hey, Steve, what you drinking?
Hey, folks, this is Steve here from the Hideous Laughter podcast that played Matoon Bane saw on that show. I am drinking a Magic Melon Watermelon Ghost from Warped Wing. I'm very excited about today's events, Griffin. I am wearing my old shirt that I used to wear for when we used to play Dead Sons together, my Like a Bosque t-shirt.
Like a Bosque.
with my Bosque boy on there. And then I'm using my old Starfinder dice, too. And drinking out of this Southern Tomfoolery.
Nice.
One of the premier Starfinder action. What
challengers to Hideous Tomfoolery.
I think we might have to shout him out on the Hideous Tomfoolery podcast.
This is going to be real big for you guys' numbers.
Yeah, if you like this show, I mean, they're coming close.
Check out STF. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, they're trying.
I think you guys have the same koozie right now, right?
Yeah, we do.
Sure do. Twinning.
I don't know where I put mine. It's somewhere.
And if we're comparing where we woke up after the book one of Aeon Throne campaign, I woke up on my floor clutching a bottle of Malort shirtless.
Oh my God!
Well, speaking of someone who refused to get shirtless, Zach, what are you drinking?
Oh, man.
Failure juice, that's what he's drinking.
Nicely done. I'm drinking Failure Juice, a.k.a. Truly, it's a wild berry. We had a lot of them that we're still trying to go through that we got in preparation for the live stream. So we'll get there one day. Cheers.
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 Dude, I think from that live stream, having that butt up against us recording three episodes, I'm fairly confident I drank over 24 seltzers.
I'd say that's conservative.
And that's and that's without any of the liquor I drank.
Oh my gosh.
Holy crap.
I
was drinking for 18 hours.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So that's spread out. Sure, that's sure. Spread
I love how that makes it better. Like, oh, well, it's 18 hours.
I mean, that's only like two per hour.
I was drinking for 18 hours.
Obviously, everything's fine.
Yeah, obviously, it's not a problem because it was 18 hours.
Right.
Did you eat?
It's all about the pacing, man.
Did I eat? Yeah, I ate. I managed to drink that much and still smoke a bunch of chicken drums for the crew.
Oh, okay. I was like...
You had me in the first half, Griff. I know. Yeah. I
smoke a bunch. Okay. All right. Oh, chicken. Cool.
Did you eat? Right, yeah, I just smoked a bunch.
That usually doesn't help with an 18-hour drinking binge at all. It puts you down pretty quick.
I was like, man, his methods are whack.
These are unconventional methods. We're going to have to learn more. How did he make it till 6?
Speaking of unconventional methods, the swarm have penetrated and dug their way through...
God,
damn it,
Christ.
Emily.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Right, right. Well, sorry. So the swarm has breached the penetration. How's that for you, Emily?
Better.
Okay. And so there are two swarm face huggers, there are two swarm mosquitoes, and there is a new swarm component that you have not seen before that looks like it. I mean, like acid seems to be oozing from its mouth and one of its arms. And I need everybody to roll initiative because that's how we're starting this episode.
Great. Oh boy.
Son of a bitch.
Cool.
I have a -1 to my initiative right now because
why
I'm
is
still-
that, Zach?
Because Vin is deaf.
Hey, Zach. Because
Vin is deaf, like you didn't know that.
Must be nice. I got a -2.
Oh. Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I'm
Natasha's
sorry, dude.
Still deaf as well. Yeah, we're in yeah. together, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Ew.
F13.
That's not
which
great.
Is the same as my previous initiative, so I'm not even going to touch that.
Boom.
Just take that 13.
All right, so
damn it, go. You had to get me on the point, Adam.
On the 14.03. Okay, so. Ooh, it looks like the swarm got the jump on you.
Oh, that's good. That's
all
good.
The way across. This is not great.
I'm sorry. What did Tex get?
I got a 6.
Oh, okay. Well, no, baby. You got a 13.
Sweet.
So we got 3 13s. Vin, Yavari, and Tex with a 13. Natasi with a 3. Sigurd with the 14. And the swarm all better than that.
Wow.
5.01.
Thanks.
Listen, last battle, I got a literal 0. So 3 is pretty good.
Probably great. It's an upgrade.
I mean, you're doing better.
That's, doing that's great.
Sure. You're doing great. Okay. Well, I didn't think I was going to have to go first. I wanted you guys to go first.
we can, if you
we
want.
We can, Adam.
No, I know,
we'll
but I got to play.
You.
I got to play the swarm.
Hold
like
their
they,
turn, dude. Yeah,
they
don't man.
Know.
They
don't
said,
know
took,
nothing
they
about
took
patience.
One look at Tex and said, oh, we don't know what we're fucking with.
It's Tex. He's been the bane of our existence this whole adventure. No. They are going to start making their moves.
I just want to say I don't appreciate the sass attached to that comment. I've
Which,
been
what's that?
Much more at risk of being killed by my own party members than the swarm.
That's true.
I'm sorry.
We'll
Dude,
see.
Dude, it was just one time. Let it go, man. Come on.
No.
Yeah, I only almost killed you that one time. Just once.
Living in the past, man.
All right. So, Vin, I see you poking your head out there. I'm gonna take a shot at you with the swarm Vorfoma. So, first shot here coming at you with an arm barb.
I don't like the sound of that.
Okay. I think you'll like the sound of a 9 to hit.
Yeah, I do. I do. I like that a lot better.
Okay, so that's a miss. The other one is going to attack Tex. So this is the northern one. Is going to also shoot a barb in Tex's direction. And you're going to like this even better with a 6.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Well, then. It's the dredger's turn. They are also going to move up. Then they're going to use their second action to downgrade to a move action and close in. One closes in on Vin and one closes in on Tex. And that'll be their turn.
Fuck.
And then the Korvox is going to take just a few steps forward. And he's going to thread the needle there between the two Vorfomas and aim his arm out. His arm extends and, like, you see the end of his appendage kind of like a sphincter opens. Like, he doesn't have a claw or anything. He just has this valve at the end of his arm, tentacle, whatever. It opens and you see this glob of green acid come flying towards you. Let's see here. That is going to be a God, I'm rolling like crap. That's a 14. Yay. That's gonna miss, right?
A 14 is gonna miss. It's gonna miss.
Okay. Alright. Well, that's its turn. Pretty ineffectual. Sigurd, you're up. Now, Sigurd, you are in the hangar with the ship. I want you to roll a perception check.
Can do. That is a 12.
A 12. You don't hear anything.
All right.
Sigurd, Natasi, and Yavari are still focused on loading the ship up with the UPBs. And Yavari trying to get the pipe hooked up to get the fuel in. And they are blissfully unaware that this is going on in the hall to the south of them. Vin, you're up.
All right. Vin takes a look at the swarm. He cuts his eyes towards Tex. And he's going to make a mad dash for the control room.
Okay.
Which will provoke some opportunity attacks, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you're looking at two, I think. One from a dredger and one from a Vorfoma.
Yeah, so here's the deal about that. Your boy Vin took the mobility feat at level 2, which is going to give him +4 to his AC against attacks of opportunity.
That's pretty
so,
good.
So he's going to run. I mean, he's just going to run across the hall straight in 30 feet.
We're going to start with the dredger.
Okay.
He's going to try to attach to you while you run past. Not going to do it with a 9.
Not going to do it. Nope. Vin ducks him.
Juke. Vin ducks him. Okay. And then the swarm of Vorfoma is going to try to bite you with an 18. That's
gonna miss.
What?
Yes, boy.
Oh, because your mobility.
Mobility gives me 19 and 20 against attacks of opportunity.
Our listeners can't see this, but I'm flipping at them off.
So Vin, I mean, tell me about that run. I mean, the swarm is like piling into the hall, right? Like just burst through the wall and poured out, and you see Tex coming up the hall with the crew, and you're trying to get across to get the fuel. What does that look like?
It looks like I said, Vin looks at the swarm, he looks at Tex, gives him a very knowing look, and he just makes a beeline straight across the hall, duck, dip, dodge, dive, and dodge, or whatever.
You almost got it.
Nailed dodge, it. Dip, duck, die.
Dodge, dip,
dive,
dive, and dodge.
Yeah, there you go. The five D's, man. All right, so Vin starts to yell as a free action, "Oi, mate, says it's Swarm!" And then realizes that, you know, he needs to actually, I guess it would be an action to type on his pad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just all caps, "The Swarm!"
The Swarm.
And he sends it in the group message to everybody in the party.
Nice, nice.
Eggplant emoji.
It's just a bunch of like spiders and ants and just a bunch of bug emojis.
Looks like we're having a picnic.
Alright, Yvar, you want to give me a perception check?
Yes,
or do you want to hook up the fuel?
Oh.
Well, you can give me the perception check either way.
Oh, yeah, okay, you know, I would do that.
Okay.
Yeah, wham. That's going to be a hot 14.
14, okay. Well, with Orin's message, you get a +5 bonus
what?
To that.
Who?
I'm sorry. Vin's message.
Who are you talking about, man?
You get a +5 bonus to that perception, and therefore you are fully aware and can hear the commotion, right? And not only do you hear the commotion in the hall, but the sound of, like, pincers and claws and chittering is becoming, like, this dull roar above you, like, you know, a kind of above the ceiling, and you just get this sinking sense that, I mean, the mass of the swarm is starting to descend on Rayos City. What do you do?
She's already there at the fuel coupler thing, so she's gonna use her action to finish that. Like,
all right, let me get an engineering check. Yeah, I mean, you can't go anywhere without the fuel.
Oh shit, my die. Okay, I have.
And let me remind you guys that you have between you.
I am going
10
to use,
inspirations.
I'm going to use my only inspiration left.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna definitely use that. I say, and I'm struggling to. There it is. All right. So inspiration.
Okay.
Ooh, nicey, nice. That's gonna be. All together, I can do math. 25.
25 is going to get it. You just... and, like, just snap it into place, like, one-handed. Like, that would typically be, like, a two-handed job, you know? But I think the adrenaline starts to surge through you, and you just... I mean, and it's sealed, you know? Clicks into place with that satisfying... And you can, you know, you feel good about it. What's up?
As like a free action, can like I just scream out to everybody to reiterate what Vin's message was? You know, like they're coming.
I mean, yeah.
Nope.
I do
you
that.
Definitely do that.
I'll do
Natasi
that.
Doesn't hear it, but she sees agitation all over your face.
My tail is like just slashing everywhere. She's so agitated.
Okay. You do have a move action left.
Yeah, I do that. I slap that coupler on there and turn around and am going to, like, juke my movement speed.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't very far, because, yeah. But, yeah,
you can see, but you do come in and you can see Vin in the control room, you know, and he's got, like, a little bit of acid, like, splashed on his clothes that he's, like, flicking off, you know, because it kind of almost got him but didn't. And you can see, like, saliva on his face where the sucker tried to get him. But he's standing there in one piece and, like, looking directly at the control panel. Tex, you've got all the last survivors of Suskelin behind you, including a Halaxian priest named Zelonin. And your guy's favorite NPC, Loachwort. He's like, "Oh, my God, how are we going to get out of here? What you going to do? SDF now? We're doomed. We're doomed. You see that? He led us right into our doom."
Throw him to the bugs, dude. Throw him to the bugs.
Yes.
I mean, God, I'd love to. Tex quickly, like, looks to the part. I mean, I'm assuming they're to the north in the hall.
Yeah. They're kind of, okay. Like, holding back, you know.
Yeah,
as soon as they saw the bugs, they were like, "Oh, God." You know?
Yeah, and I'm face-to-face with one of the bugs, but I, like, quickly glance at them, and I'm like, y'all stay back now. And he's just going to full attack from where he's at with his Not as cold pistol, as regular pistol. Semi-auto tactical pistol.
All right.
All right.
Natural 20 on the board for my first shot. Right.
Dude. Right.
Now that's going to provoke an attack of opportunity.
I know. All right.
I think we got a free attach here with a 23. So, yeah, that's he is attached to you. No damage, but he just attached to you as you tried to fire. He, like, leapt up on your arm and is now on, not your firing arm, but your other arm. So you now having to shoot at it like this, like hold your arm up and try to fire the trigger, shoot it off your arm. Let's get that roll.
I mean, I rolled a natural 20 for my first
one. Oh, well, yeah, you're going to do this then. I'm sorry, I missed that. Yeah. So you do it with the double damage. You might be able to blast this thing right off your arm just like that.
That's going to be 9 damage.
Did you roll it twice?
Yeah, add your modifier? It's D6s.
Oh, no modifiers yet.
Yeah, all right. I don't have a modifier. I rolled a 4 and a 5.
Does it have any critical effect?
No, not this gun.
All right, so 9 damage. Well, you certainly bloodied it in one shot.
Okay, and I'm going to use an inspiration. I've got 3 for my second shot.
Okay.
A king of diamonds. Okay, that'll be a 17. Hold on.
That's with the.
Wait, that's not. That's not right. Hold on. That'll be a 21 total.
That's with the minus 4 for your. Being full attack. Oh, so 17.
Yes, 17.
So 17. 17 is going to hit, my man.
Nice. That's another 3 damage.
And that is just what you need to blast its face off, right off
nice.
Your arm. So, like, literally, this thing jumps on his arm, and you get 2 shots off and to kill it.
Sweet.
Hell yeah.
And like, nailed it. And, like, some of the guts, like, blast on to Loachwort's face. He's like, oh!
I told you to stay back now.
All right, so West 1 down. Good job, Tex. It's Natasi's turn. Now, Natasi, because you're deaf, I would imagine you're probably looking at your phone more, so I'm going to waive the perception check. You're good.
Fair enough.
You know
I appreciate
the general
that.
Idea of what's going on.
So she sees the swarm come up on her mobile device. If it's just a bunch of emojis of bugs and stuff, she sees her friend Ivari get all heated and run out of the room, and she's going to turn to the last person left in the room, which is Sigurd. This is coming at the worst time. It seems that our dragonkin friend has gone into heat. I will follow her and apply a sedative. And so she's going to drop the whatever UPB she's carrying and chase Ivari out of the room. 5 to 15.
Six, like, now I get the eggplant emoji.
20.
Okay.
All makes sense now.
So Natasi moves in. Now, Sigurd, you basically didn't get a turn because you were unaware. However, at this point, because it's been made clear to you what's going on, I'm going to rule it as you just delayed your turn. So you are now at the bottom of the turn order, but you do have a turn that you can use.
Perfect. This is the first time in a while Sig is going to double move for his action, which enacts his momentum.
Nice.
So once per combat, if I move twice, I gain a point of entropy.
So you're at 2 right now. Yeah. You start with 1.
So he's
like charging up.
Yeah.
Like.
I imagine he has Betty still slung on his arm, and he looks like the Juggernaut when he starts to move. So like he starts kind of slow. He didn't get the warning about what's going on here. He finally gets the notice, and he just like picks up speed like a freight train.
Nice. So we have the crew moving in on the fight, and Sigurd manages to get all the way into the control room. So he's one doorway away from the fight. And we're back to
Sorry.
Can I complete my movement?
Yeah, I thought you did already.
Okay. No, I did. I only moved like 15 feet. And then Sigurd started going. But I'm not going to go much further. I'll just go there.
Okay. It is now the swarm's turn. This dredger that's in the remaining one is going to continue to move in on Tex. And so we're going to try to attack.
For the listener, it's just Tex in a hallway with four fucking enemies in front of him. As far as he can tell, he's alone in this fight.
And 15 people behind him. Like, there's nowhere to go.
Fortunately for you, these swarms suck. And I only got a 12.
That's not going to do it.
Yeah. Okay. The Vorfomas are going to... One's going to stay in the hall, and one is going to chase in after Vin. The one that chases in after Vin is going to bite attack.
All right.
14.
Gonna miss. AC or KAC?
It's going to be against KAC. 14.
That is, in fact, going to miss.
Dang it. All right. The Vorfoma in the hallway is going to full attack with arm barbs on Tex.
Cool.
Rather you didn't.
All right, first attack. 10. Miss, right?
Right.
Second attack. 15 against KAC.
Against KAC?
Yeah.
Ooh, you just missed.
Oh.
I just got that new freebooter armor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did. Now it's coming in clutch as one arm misses you. One arm barb misses you completely, flies and hits the wall behind you. And the other one, like, hits you but just bounces off your new armor ineffectually. Which leaves the Korovox. And the Korovox is going to... Yeah. The Korovox is going to move right here into the center of the hallway. And I need both Tex and Vin to roll a will save.
Ooh.
I don't like that.
Nor do I, my man.
It's going to be an 18.
18, okay.
It'd be a 12.
Okay, then. Both of you. Oh, 12, dude, you just saved with a 12.
I'm making it by the skin of my teeth, man.
So you both are going to take half damage, so you guys each take 4 damage. Psychic damage.
What's the deal?
Yeah, so the thing, this thing with this like acid dripping appendage just like steps into the middle and it like all of its shell and like carapace starts to flex out a little bit and flutter out. It's like, and like it makes this awful, awful sound. Like it's like a scream, but it's like coming from the flapping of its body. You know what I mean? And it's this psychic assault that just pierces through right into your brain. But you guys kind of force it out, only taking 4 damage as opposed to 8. So, and that's the swarm's turn. So, Vin, you're up. The swarm of Vorfoma just closed in on you. And it's right behind you.
Yeah, I mean, so Vin kind of reels from that... from that attack, and then he'll call out to Sig and say, "Oi, mate, cover me while I get this fuel started.
I got your back, buddy. Get to the computer."
And then he'll take a 5-foot guarded step for his move action.
Nice.
And then uses his action to interact with the computer and try and get the fuel pump automated.
Let's get that computer's check.
All right. Let me double check what my computer's bonus is. I think I know what it is. Yep. Yep. My chances, I think, are pretty good.
Okay.
That's going to be a 24.
24 will do it. So,
all right.
So, Vin, you like find the command and you guys hear the fuel pumps engage throughout the hangar. And Yavari, that sound that you heard coming through the ceiling, as soon as the fuel pump starts going, more you it, like if you can hear it coming this way, like it's starting to get loud, and you can, all of you at this point can hear it. It's like rain on a tin roof, just everywhere, right?
Vin can't hear anything, so he's like, did it what?
And nobody responds, so you don't
thumbs
know.
Thumbs up from Sig. Sig gives him a thumbs up.
All right. Vin returns the thumbs up.
You can see also on the readout, you know, and you can hear. Yeah. Well, you can't hear, but you can see on the readout.
I know. I just wanted to taunt you because you're assuming that we can just hear ableist over here.
Yavari, so what do you do with that information?
Oh, God. I mean, Yavari knows we got to get the people on there, so she's going to... Okay, so we have moved into the control room, and there's this ugly little bug standing in front of her. But she can see through the door now, and it looks like there's also another bug. It kind of looks like there might be two more bugs out in the hall.
Yeah, I'd say you'd probably be pretty accurate with that assessment.
I think I'm pretty good at them countings. So Yavari's going to come in. She looks around and makes sure that all of her friends are out of the way. And she's going to take a big old breath. And she's going to unleash a breath weapon.
What?
What?
Yes.
So Yavari charges into the control room and sees a perfect setup of crispy critters and unleashes her breath. What do I need to roll? Reflex saves?
That is correct.
All right, so two reflex saves for the Vorfomas. Let's go here. We'll start with the first one. That's a 15.
DC is 10 plus half the Dragonkin's character level and constitution modifier.
So it's 11 plus what's your constitution mod?
I think you're going to probably... It's no, not never four. Mind. It's zero.
No. Your constitution modifier is zero?
It's zero.
Holy shit.
Yeah. All of my stuff is strength. Yeah, all of my stuff is strength.
So passes, but that'll be half damage. Let's do the one below. The southern one. Okay, that's a fail.
Yay.
So the southern one will take full damage. And then let's do the boss, the Korvax. With his reflex save. Here we go. That's a 20.
Okay, well, pass. So, good job on him.
All right, so the one in front of you and the Korvax seem to dodge out of the way, but they leave the path wide open for the Vorfoma all the way south of the hall, taking the full blast. What is your total damage?
Okay, all together, that's going to be... 3
Three's
damage.
Total?
Total.
Okay, well, the one in front of you takes one. The Swarm Korvax takes one. And the Vorfoma takes 3 at the end there.
When I get to third level, that's going to be useful.
Hey, I mean, some damage is better than no damage.
That's true, and they all took it, you know, so...
You know what I love? Guaranteed damage attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
even
that's
if they
true.
Succeed, still damage.
That's true. That's true.
Well, and you did just draw the attention of all of them now as you unleashed the worst breath ever on them. Tex, you're up. You still have this dredger in your grill.
So... Tex is—he's really like focused in the moment here. He realizes how important this is. He's trying to protect all of the, you know, the survivors or whatever. But he realizes he's got a hall full of bugs, and
he's
going to
get us all killed.
If you don't shut the fuck up, I'll kill you myself. but he sees the breath weapon come out, and it ignites an idea in him to set up the old 1-2. So He's going to forego attacking this guy in front of him. Instead, he's going to use a move action to draw a shock grenade. And I want to throw a shock grenade, and I'm going to ping where I want it to hit. Right here. So it's got a 15-foot explosion. So if I successfully land right here, I can hit all three of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Would that provoke an opportunity, right? That would.
It's a ranged attack, right?
It's it's a thrown.
Yeah, I'm going to say that provokes. I'm going to say that provokes. Okay. Oh, that's a natural 20 on the grab. So
what?
So no damage, but it attaches to you kind of to your leg as you like kind of plant your leg to hurl the grenade. It attaches to your leg, but you still get the grenade to throw.
Okay. Cool. And so, okay, under specials, it's got explode 15 feet, the damage, and then DC 13. So that's what I've got to hit is a 13.
No, that's what I got to hit is a reflex save. So you just roll an attack plus your thrown modifier. Right?
I don't have a modifier.
Okay. All you got to do is beat a 5.
That's an 18.
Okay. So it's going to land in the square you want, which will affect... You're trying to affect all three in the hall, correct?
All three, because it's got a 15-foot explode.
Well, the thing is the dredger is now attached to you on your square.
Okay. Well, then if I can only hit the other two, then
but that's you do what get the, you do. Do get the other two, and so then they roll the reflex saves.
Right.
Okay. So the Vorfoma is rolled a 16.
Okay.
So they're going to take half of that damage.
Right.
And the Korovox rolled. Oh man. A 25, so also half damage.
Okay, so that'll be... I got a 6, so they'll take 3 damage each.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
I mean, I think it was a good little setup with the breath weapon and then the grenade. Now I just have a fucking facehugger attached to me.
Yeah, I mean, so if you, like, picture this hall, it's just now, like, filled with burning, acidic insects determined on rendering you your flesh from your bones. You have certainly agitated the anthill, so to speak. And Tassi, we're up to you. You are kind of in the antechamber of the hangar.
Yes, she will be the last person to enter the control room here and is going to move up right next to Sigurd there to get a clean shot on, I believe that's a Vorfoma?
It is.
Sweet.
It is.
I didn't know because I've had dynamic lighting this entire time and haven't been able to see anybody.
Couldn't see, couldn't hear.
Yep.
Just a mess.
I'm basically looking at a black screen, and that's what my character is hearing too. So she's gonna try and pop off a shot with that old azimuth laser pistol. Let's see what I can do here. I think I might have it with an 18 dirty.
That'll get it.
Sweet.
Nice.
Okay. Time for some huge damage. Okay. As far as shooting with the pistol goes, I could be doing worse off that D4 with 3 points of damage.
3 points?
There you go.
That's not bad. I mean, that's good. And that's a nice connect. Sigurd. You are up.
Come
charged
on,
with energy.
Clean this up, man.
Yeah, fuck it. Sig's gonna he stops on his heel, and all the momentum he gathered up in that double move just like coalesces, and he rips a keyboard off of one of the consoles that Vin isn't using and sends it flying into this thing.
Yeah, like you come into the room and like you stop and it, but your momentum like picks up in that console that's right there to the north of you, and just your presence and then your sudden stop of energy transfers like a you know when you punch a watermelon through a board and it bursts. You guys don't do that in your free time. Well,
what?
That,
what are you?
I was
talking
shaking my
about?
Head, just waiting for you to stop talking about punching watermelons. You know,
I would say
it's a natural 19, so it's gonna
hit.
No, you look it up. There's karate masters that'll
totally
transfer their energy through a plane to explode a piece of fruit on the other side. Whatever.
So be 6 points of bludgeoning damage. All right, Adam.
How there much? You go.
Six with the keyboard.
And the keyboard just flat, like, cuts right through one of its wings and right into its shoulder, smashing a piece of its carapace against the wall. It looks pretty rough, but not dead.
And then he's gonna tap Natasi on the shoulder, raise Betty, and align his shield towards
this
thing.
There you go.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
It is the Vorfoma's turn. Oh man, there. Alright, so this Vorfoma that's on Yavari is just going to try to dig into Yavari.
Bring it on, bitch.
So we're going to do a full attack.
Rude.
With claws.
Rude.
Hey, first attack is going to miss. Second attack is a natural 20. Put it on the board.
Man, get out of here.
Man, you didn't have any before this session. Yeah. Now Adam's got two.
I think you jinxed us.
You did jinx us, Heath.
And he doesn't have to divide his. Mm. He gets full credit.
Straight points.
Oh, man. So, Yavari, you are going to take 11 slashing damage from that critical.
Jeez.
Oh, okay.
Well, so then Yavari is into her HP.
It's the dredger's turn.
I know someone who could help you out with that.
Is it you?
It's me.
It's you!
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
So the dredger is going to full attack on... You got it. Tex. All right. So, they're going to get a little bonus to hit you because they're attached. So, first attack is going to be a 15 against KAC.
That's a miss.
Okay, second attack is a 16 against KAC.
That you just meet it. Meets beats.
All right, and minimum damage, so 4 slashing damage.
Okay.
Okay. It is the Korovox's turn. He is going to
shoot
Tex. I mean, that's the person that's in his line of vision. You know? With the acid cannon. That is his arm. Full attack. First one, 27 to hit. That's a hit. Jesus. Second one, natural one.
Right. Oh my god.
Fucking had us in the first half, man.
I got max damage on that first shot, which is 7 acid damage, but critically failed my second attack.
How are you looking there, Tex?
Not great. I have 7 HP left.
Oh, fuck.
And the Korovox is going to... Oh, no, he can't move. Full attack. So it's going to stay right there.
Adam.
I caught myself Adam. This time, though. I'm learning. Vin, you're up.
It only took you full AP.
Take inspiration, sick.
Nice. All Vin can... He turns around from the controls, takes a look at the situation. He's like, oh shit, it's right there! And he'll draw his azimuth laser pistol and take a shot at the closest one right here in the hallway.
Okay.
I think I have a plus. Oh gosh. My two hit is terrible.
Their AC is terrible, so.
Well, a natural 2 is probably not going to do much anyway. 6.
Yeah, that doesn't get it. Doesn't get it. Yavari, you're up. You see, you can see and sense that this new component is right outside the door, but there's this four foam in front of you, but this Korovox is just like unleashing hell on your soul bond, and you hear in your mind,
Vari thinks,
oh god, I huffed too much of the fumes when I was hooking up the gas line.
I think also, due to the nature of their soul bond, like, with the face hugger on him or whatever, like, Tex would also be, like, projecting out to Yavari as much as he could. So they can speak telepathically, yeah. So he's right. Probably screaming, get this fucking thing off of me! Get it off of me! It's on my face! Not the moneymaker!
Oh, God. So, all right. Yavari's going to take a swing at the Vorfoma in front of her first. She's going to try to do something before she... and that's going to be a 15 to hit?
That'll do it.
Okay. Okay. Super cool. Here we go. Okay. Not my favorite. It's going to be 5 points of energy and fire damage.
5, you say?
5, I say.
You kill it.
Boom!
All right. Get it.
So, she just kind of like, and as soon as it kind of starts to go down, she will juke right into the hall, right in between the two boogums out there. Mm-hmm. And she can see Tex now, but she can't really get to him, but hopefully being right up in the midst of all this will draw the attention of the bad guys. And she will, as like a free action when she gets in the hall, just kind of like roar into the creepy clackety faces of the swarm.
Okay. Right in front of her. I love it. Tex, you're up.
So it's on my face?
No, it's on your leg.
Oh, okay. I was a face hugger. It's just like I always think they're on the face. So I can try to shoot it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to have a significant bonus, but...
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's. If I move, he's still attached to me, so there's no point in doing anything but full attacking.
Okay.
Or, if he's going to get a big bonus and then I'm going to get a -4.
Yeah, I would single attack.
We'll just try the single attack with my.
You have a couple inspirations left, too.
I do. It's as good a time as any to use one.
Natasi's holding a bunch of inspirations right now.
This is how I play every TTRPG, though. I pump and dump that stuff. Like, I'll amass like a whole bunch of hero cards or bottle caps or inspirations or whatever we're calling, and then like on the big battles, I just bang out like 5 of them.
Okay.
Now would be a good time, though, Steve. Just saying.
I don't know.
Might need him later.
All right, so, what you got, Tex?
That's going to be a 22 total.
22 total will hit.
Nice. Okay. 3 damage.
Okay. All right. Natasi.
Okay. So Natasi is going to start taking steps forward towards the door out where Yavari just went. She only really moves 5 feet forward, though, before she's able to see the... what did we call this thing? The Korovox, the Swarm Korovox for the first time. This giant, creepy, blue-looking thing with the acid dripping out of its hand. And she's a little startled, but... What she's going to do is her eye lights up super bright and the red mist coalesces around her brain and then fires into the brain of this Korovox. Do I need to roll spell resistance for this level 1 mind thrust?
No, you do not.
Okay. If it is susceptible to mind affecting, you would have to roll a will save. I know you're probably going to roll twice. But
that is correct.
Play the hand you're dealt.
All right. So first we'll say 18.
Okay, you got it. Don't even roll the second one. Okay.
Still going to take half damage, though.
Yeah, I'll take what I can get, man.
Of 2d10, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's certainly more damage than I was going to do with my pistol. That's 12 total. It would round down to 6.
Okay, that's a pretty good
hit. Not bad, not bad at all.
Pretty good hit. It's the first real hit that this thing's taken, that's for sure.
Last spell slot of the day.
Oh my goodness. Resources are tapped.
Shit, I've been out.
It's a dire situation, but the tides may be turning, Sigurd. What is this ball of energy going to do?
Yeah, Sig turns to Vinny and he's like, Vinny, if you're done on that computer, you got to fall in after me. Tex is dying out there. And he reaches out as he walks by to Natasi and grabs her hand just for like the smallest second. And the entropy forming around his hand touches her. And Natasi, you can like feel your circuitry like almost reacting to it. And he just looks at you and he knows you can't hear and dives into the room.
She winks at you. But was that a wink or just a regular blink? You'll never know.
Yeah, Vin didn't hear anything you said, by the way, Sig.
Oh, fuck, I forgot you're deaf, too. In the heat of the moment, he didn't know.
I'll tell you what. Next turn, I'll train it down to him.
Yeah.
Grab his hand.
So, Sig moves into the room, most likely provoking.
That does provoke, yes.
Which is A-okay with me.
All right, so with a claw attack from his non-cannon arm, probably going to be a miss with a 14.
Yeah, it's a miss.
Yep.
Okay. And Sig just brings Betty down on this thing, like full-on flat edge with a fist.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. That is a dirty 20 against EAC.
Oh, yeah, you got it, my man.
All right, that's going to be 5 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay, starting to put the hurt on it. Okay, it's now the Vorfoma's turn. There's only one left. And it's going to focus its attacks on... I mean, Yavari is the big, giant thing in the room, right? So the swarm seem to be focused on her at this point. And so the Vorfoma is going to full attack Yavari. So first attack is a 17 to hit KAC.
KAC is 17.
Oh, no.
Second attack is a natural one. Put it on the board. So total, you're going to take 8 points of slashing damage. There's max damage on that.
Oh dear, Gussie. Okay, cool. Yavari has 6 hit points left.
Oh boy. So you're at 6 health?
Yeah. It's gonna be fine, guys. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be super duper great.
I think that both Tex and Yavari at this point are feeling themselves nearing death, and their bond becomes very, very, very strong. And for the first time, like at the center of this bond, you start to see like what looks like the shape of a Shirin, and then it disappears.
What do you mean at the center of the bond? Like
as you guys are reaching out to each other. No, like so in your mind's eye, right? In your connection, it's like as you're kind of like phasing through these hits and like, you know, kind of getting light lit up or whatever and seeing white with those with those hits, you guys are sharing some space, some mental space. And so in this like shared mind's eye, there's this brightness that coalesces and just to the most vaguest shape of a Shirin, and then it disappears.
Okay.
It's now the Dredger's turn. The Dredger is going to full attack on Tex. Okay, the first attack is going to be a 16 against KAC.
That's a hit.
Okay, and the second attack is going to be a miss with a 14.
Okay.
Okay, how much HP do you have?
7.
Okay, I'm rolling a D6 plus 3, I'm just going to tell you that. Max damage. So, knocked out. Tex goes down. Swarm's turn, or Swarm Quartervox's turn, is going to try to full attack Yavari.
Too soon for fucking bodyguard.
Hey, check this out, though. It's casting a ranged attack, right?
No, it's not. It's gonna
it can claw. Attack with,
it's it can claw.
Okay.
Yeah.
I tried, Emily. I'm sorry.
First attack is a 9. Misses. Second attack is a 17 to hit KAC.
17 is KAC.
Oh, boy. 8 points of slashing damage.
Yavari
goes down. Vin, you're up.
All right. So Vin will start to move forward and look at Natasi and say, was Sig trying to say something to me back there? Oh, fuck it. And he'll just run up.
She shakes her head and points at herself. No, he was talking to me.
And then, like I said, he will move behind Sigurd through his square, which will provoke an opportunity attack, right?
It will. And so as you move in, right, and you get your first look at the scene, like you're this is all happening in kind of real time. So as you're moving in, Yavari is falling to the ground. And you get to where you're looking and, like, look over behind your shoulder. You see her fall to the ground. You look over and you see Tex on the ground with this face hugger, like, on his leg, crawling up to his face. And you see this awful, like, acidic swarm component right in front of you. And still a mosquito left alive. And I need you to finish your drinks because we'll see you.
Oh, you bastard.
You finish my turn, though, dude? Like, you're in the middle of my turn.
Like, finish your drinks, but not your turn.
Not your turn. We'll see ya.
Dude, I gotta move, man.
I love it for that, Adam.
I mean, I cut off my opportunity attack, too, if that makes you feel any better.
No, not really.